The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the oldest paintings we have of Jesus from the 3rd century was painted on a wall in one of the catacombs in Rome. It's a painting of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, carrying a sheep on his shoulders. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says in today's gospel. Now that statement doesn't come out of the blue. It has a backstory. In the Old Testament, Jesus' scriptures, God expected the leaders of his people, the kings of Israel and Judah, to care for God's people like a shepherd cares for his flock. But if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know that that is not what most of the kings of Israel and Judah did. Most of them cared nothing for the people, but only for themselves. If we read the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, we see God rebuking the shepherds, the kings, that he had put in charge of his beloved flock, his people. Ah, you shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, God scolds these leaders. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak. You have not healed the sick. You have not bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strayed. You have not sought the lost, but with force and harshness you have ruled them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. That's the background for today's gospel. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And just a few verses later, Jesus says it again. I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus contrasts the good shepherd with the hired hand who sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. Now, I imagine that an outward observer looking from a distance may not notice any difference between the good shepherd and the hired hand. Both the good shepherd and the hired hand lead the sheep out of the sheepfold and into the pasture in the morning, and lead them back into the sheepfold at night. The difference lies in their relationship with the sheep. The good shepherd has a loving, abiding connection with his sheep. He truly cares for them. In fact, he loves his sheep so much that he lays down his life for them, not just when the wolf comes, but each and every minute of each and every day. The hired hand, however, has no personal or spiritual connection with the sheep. He doesn't care. To him, it's just a job. When the wolf comes, he runs away. John Shea draws the contrast starkly. He says that with a good shepherd, the shepherd dies, the sheep are safe. While with the hired hand, the sheep die, the shepherd escapes. Canadian pastor Chelsea Harmon speaks of the hired hands we silly sheep get wrapped up in following, only to be abandoned by those hired hands who do not really care for us. There's a deep knowing that characterizes the good shepherd's relationship with his sheep. I know my own, and my own know me, Jesus says. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. What an incredible statement. Those who follow the Good Shepherd, and not just some hired hand, share in the same deep knowing, the same deep connection that characterizes Jesus' relationship with his Father. And following the Good Shepherd and not some hired hand, you and I are saying that we are Jesus' own. We belong to Jesus, not in any possessive or controlling way, but rather by virtue of that deep inner knowing and connectedness forged by divine, unconditional love, the very same love Jesus shares with his heavenly Father. You and I were created in the image and likeness of God and of God's Son, the Good Shepherd. We were not created in the image and likeness of any hired hand, much as we may think at times that they belong to us and we belong to them. Chelsea Harmon writes, in a world filled with people looking for saviors, knowing how to tell a hired hand from the real deal will save us a lot of heartache. In a world filled with people looking for saviors, knowing how to tell a hired hand from the real deal will save us a lot of heartache. And so, can we? Can you and I tell a hired hand from the Good Shepherd? Do we even want to? For let's face it, my friends, following the Good Shepherd is not always comfortable. It is hard. It is countercultural, just like Jesus' life was. And it will involve sacrifice on our part. In our epistle reading today, John writes, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. That's what it means to follow the Good Shepherd. Here at Christ Church, in our discernment process for over 2 years now, Your vestry and I have been trying to follow and listen to the Good Shepherd, praying for his guidance, his direction. Shortly, we will pray the prayers of the people, and today they will literally be prayers of the people, your prayers, the prayers that you offered at our retreat on Saturday. My friends, following the Good Shepherd is hard for everyone involved. It can be and often is painful for everyone involved. And yet Jesus never said, "Worship me." What he said over and over again was, "Follow me. Take up your cross daily and follow me." Our psalm today is probably the most familiar and, for many, the most beloved psalm in the Bible. It is a heartfelt, deeply moving song of trust and surrender. The author of Psalm 23 knows how to tell a hired hand from the real deal, and he has made his choice. "The Lord is my shepherd," he writes. Now, if you are like me, you probably always heard this psalm as profoundly peaceful and comforting. It serves that purpose when it is read at funerals. And when the psalmist says, "He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake," you may have had in your mind the same image I have always had in my mind. A shepherd leading his flock down the straight path. But Rabbi Harold Kushner, in his book on the 23rd Psalm, notes that in the Psalm's original Hebrew language, "He guides me along right pathways," literally says in the Hebrew, "He leads me in roundabout ways that end up in the right direction." He leads me in roundabout ways that end up in the right direction. Wow. When I read that, it changed my understanding and perspective on this most familiar psalm. I don't know about you, but it always seemed to me that because of the overall tone of the psalm, calm, comforting, trusting, it had seemed that the shepherd Lord was leading the sheep directly and serenely toward the destination that the shepherd Lord had in mind. But Rabbi Kushner showed me that I'd been wrong. I had been lulled into the mistaken idea that the psalmist's life was straightforward, peaceful, and trouble-free. Perhaps because of the mention at the beginning of green pastures and still waters, and the overall tone of calm and trust that permeates the psalm. But after reading Rabbi Kushner's explanation, I looked at the other words of the psalm more closely, and I clearly saw that all is not easy or comfortable for the sheep who follow their shepherd Lord. There is the ominous presence of the valley of the shadow of death. There is the threatening presence of those who trouble the psalmist, the enemies of the sheep. The psalmist's shepherd Lord leads him not down straight paths, but in roundabout ways, just like the ancient Israelites wandering in the Sinai desert for 40 years before arriving at their destination, the Promised Land. Things are not all laid out for this psalmist. The path has not been straight, but roundabout. At times, this roundabout path had to have been confusing and frustrating. The same feelings that many of us at Christ Church are experiencing now. And yet, in the midst of it all, the psalmist maintains his unshakable trust in the Lord who is his shepherd. Even though he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, this psalmist has no fear. Even though he is in the presence of his enemies, his shepherd Lord serves him a feast, anoints him with oil, and fills his cup to overflowing. My friends, I wonder if the 23rd Psalm might be our scripture text for this time in the life of our parish. Like the psalmist and his fellow sheep, we don't know our future destination. Like the shepherd Lord in this psalm, God is leading us in roundabout ways. But if we keep trusting, keep listening, keep following, we will end up in the right direction.